Right now it is time to check sports, and I guess we can start off with the NFL. And there were two games yesterday. One was very exciting, as these two teams are going to be dominating the run for the Super Bowl for the next 10 to 15 years because of the quarterbacks they have. We'll get to that game in a moment. But in the first game, San Francisco lost their starting quarterback, so they had to put in a fourth-string quarterback, the fourth quarterback they had to use all year long, and they were absolutely pounded by the Eagles 31-7. Now, there is also some excitement in New York because after the Eagles won that game, the Empire State Building bathed its color in green and said, "Congratulations, Philadelphia Eagles, fly, Eagles, fly." Well, that did not sit well with thousands of fans. Of course, the New York Giants. It didn't sit well with the New York Department of Sanitation and other people. The best quote that I saw on Twitter for this was somebody said, "Somebody must have lost a bet." But what a stupid thing to do for the Empire State Building. Of all teams, it would be like congratulating the Redskins. Fly, Eagles, fly out of New York City? No. Now, that doesn't take away from the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles are playing right now as one of the top teams in football. I mean, the Bengals and the Chiefs are all the other two, and now the Chiefs, of course, won that game 23-20 on a last-second field goal, and they had the field goal attempt made possible by a very stupid error by a defensive player who hit Patrick Mahomes out of bounds. He was about 4 yards out of bounds when he hit him, and the Chiefs ended up winning that game. Now, the great thing about winning that game is earlier in the day, the mayor of Cincinnati renamed Arrowhead Stadium to Burrow Stadium. Well, after the Chiefs won the game, here's Kansas City Royals had to say about that comment. All right, you ready? Here we go.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party!
Jabroni. Travis Kelce. That was a great clip. You jabroni. You normally hear that at the WWE. Well, anyway, the Super Bowl will be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Should be a good game. Two good quarterbacks. Two decent defenses. And it should be, I would figure, a high-scoring game. But then again, what do I know? I'm just Marshall Miles. All right, taking a look at games yesterday in the NBA, see if our local teams were in action. No, they were not. But coming up today, the Nets take on the Lakers. And who else plays? That's it. No locals today. Pretty sad story, huh? Let's go to the National Hockey League. The Bruins lost to the Hurricanes 4-1. That's the only local team that played. Amazing. In NCAA college basketball, we're getting very close to the NCAA tournament. Number one, Purdue defeated Michigan State 77-61. Number 23, Providence over Villanova 70-65. Number 22, St. Mary's over BYU 57-56. Number 9, Kansas over Kentucky 77-68. Those were the games played yesterday in basketball. And that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.